So what do Cicero, President Kennedy, and the Apostle Paul have in common? Well, each are in pretty good company with the other in their deep conviction that gratitude must be central to our lives and that the natural outgrowth of gratitude is generosity. First, the Roman philosopher Cicero, who once said, "Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all the others." Jump 2,000 years and John F. Kennedy wisely said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live them." And that is precisely the sentiment expressed by the Apostle Paul in today's scripture lesson, which John is about to read. You see, in this passage, Paul is wanting to move us, the listeners, away from the notion that Christian generosity should be the result of some calculation that a generous and cheerful giver will somehow receive more in return from God by giving. Paul wants to move us beyond this model by acknowledging right up front that all our blessings are showered upon us freely by a good and gracious God, and that our response of generosity should likewise arise freely out of that feeling of gratitude. And yes, God will abundantly supply our needs so that we can then reach out to others in need. We give generously because we have been generously given to. We give generously out of our gratitude. So simply put, giving to others is the most powerful way to say to God, "Thank you, thank you, thank you."
A reading from Paul's second letter to Corinthians. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or upon compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, "He scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever." He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. May God bless our understanding of this reading.
I think it is fair to say that nothing gives a parent greater joy than giving or doing something for one's children. I could give you countless examples of, as Meg and Emily were growing up, how we just love to do things for them. But I'll just give you one example. One of my favorite was making their lunches every day as they were going off to school. That was my job, and I loved it, just loved it. Can't get any better than that. And so whether it was, you know, making sure there was a balanced meal or a special treat, a little note to say, "Have a good day," or "I love you," slip that in. But as I say, it doesn't get much better than that. I think it is true that doing something for children brings joy to parents, brings joy to all of us. doing something for the children of this world obviously brings this congregation amazing joy. There are countless examples, day in, day out, there are examples of this congregation at work, bringing joy, doing things, giving things to the children of the world, our own children, but also children in this community and the wider world. In the coming weeks, we'll be sort of celebrating what we are doing for children through one great hour of sharing the Backpack Project in Haiti, as we consider sponsoring refugee family or individuals. Over and over again, we will be celebrating the coming weeks how we can ourselves find joy in giving to the children of the world. But we had one recent experience that I'm just going to uplift this morning, and that's when we had during the month of January a mitten, glove, hat, and sock drive. And there's a picture of the container in the back lobby of the church. And it's my joy to have an office that looks out on the parking lot. And I could just see the cars pulling up during January by that back door, bags from Target, TJ Maxx, from Walmart, people bringing in the hats and the gloves and the mittens and the socks. And if you don't know, what started that is we have a group of tutors and mentors who go in weekly to the Fred Wish Elementary School in Hartford, and they discovered that many of their kindergarten kids did not have the basic clothing necessities to face wintertime. And so they brought that word out to us, and you all responded. As we were making the promotion, as Kate and I would sort of encourage this during January, we just sort of stopped each time we made that announcement. The fact that there are children 9.3 miles from here, I Googled it, who are struggling to find warm clothing for winter in the richest state, in the richest nation in the world, is unacceptable. And so we responded. We responded. And not that we were looking for a thank you, but we got a thank you. They brought back from them, from the kindergartners. Our kindergarten class would like to thank you for the warm socks, gloves, and hats. This is on the bulletin board. You can take a closer look at it out in the hallway. We don't do it for the thanks, but it's nice to get that thank you from them. It was during that month of January, as we were doing this, that Meg and I were talking, my daughter Meg, and she said, "Oh yeah, my kids don't have coats. My kids don't have coats." A little background, some of you know this. My daughter Meg is the executive director of an urban after-school program called Capital Squash in Hartford. There are about 20 of these around the country, and they provide tutoring, mentoring, life skills for 4th through 12th graders. And they have this amazing track record of helping these young kids who have virtually nothing, many of them. If they follow through in the program, they will get scholarships to some of the great schools in our nation. And so the work that they do, there's Henry. Can't get much cuter than Henry. We'll talk about Henry in a minute. But not only has their program, Capital Squash, found that there are no coats, in the summertime, they have a camp in the summertime, kids would come to practices hungry. Kids would come to practices hungry because during the school year, they would get breakfast and lunch at school. And so Capital Squash partnered with a government-based program to provide food during the summertime for these hungry children. And once again, we should say that is unacceptable to have children during the summer who are hungry. But to get back to the Henry and his need for a coat, the winter weather was upon us, and Meg was talking with Henry and Malik and Koo and others, and they were arriving at practice after school with nothing but sweatshirts and t-shirts. And so they had a conversation with Henry, and Henry said, "Well, some of us have outgrown our coats from last year. Some of us, our parents can't afford coats. And others say we even have a hard time finding transportation to go buy coats." And so they responded, and Trinity students, volunteers, board members brought in coats for these campers at Capitol Squash. And they too know how to say thank you. And this is a story of Lewis. The next picture. Lewis is the one on the far left. There's Henry being lifted up. I forgot to mention, Henry is 3 years here from Thailand. He was a refugee from Thailand, little Henry. And Lewis is a fifth grader. The one on the far left is a fifth grader, and he's from Puerto Rico. And Lewis just started the Capitol Squash program this past fall, but then was selected to go with the other boys to a tournament, which was having teams from all the urban squash programs around the country. At what university? At Harvard. At Harvard. They went to Harvard. They went to Boston. So Meg, a few days before the weekend for this big tournament of the urban squash program, said to Lewis, "Have you ever been to Boston?" And he said, "I've never been out of Hartford. Never been out of Hartford." And so they went. The mom was a little teary-eyed as she was both nervous and excited for Lewis. But they went to Boston, stayed in a hotel, toured the city. And then coming back late Sunday night, Meg brought Lewis to his home, asked Lewis, "Do you want me to come up to your apartment, your second floor apartment, to see your parents?" And he said, "Yes." So she went up. Lewis and mom embraced, again, tears. The living room was filled with some other adults, probably aunts and uncles, about six adults. As Meg turned to leave, every single one of them said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." Gratitude is a wonderful thing. And gratitude is what then propelled Samuel Bistrian. He's the big guy there in the picture. That's Samuel Bistrian. When he was 6 years old in Romania, one of the biggest days of his life was to get a rubber pair of boots. Hand-me-downs, he was the ninth of 11 children, but when he got his pair of boots, that meant he could help to tend the family plot of land to grow food for the family. So he said it was just the most exciting day in his life. 2 years later, he and his family moved to this country. They left behind the moldy bread for dinner, but it still was hard here. They moved to a 13th floor apartment, gang-infested neighborhood, lived on welfare, two-room apartment. But he still said, Samuel still said, memory of his childhood was precious because his parents instilled in him a sense of hope and gratitude. Hope and gratitude. Well, he grew up, went off to Cuba, Colombia, did humanitarian work, got a job at Neiman, came back, got married, got a job at Neiman Marcus. And as he was doing that work, he realized he was selling coats for as much money as was a year's salary back in Romania. The disparity just struck him. Then his life changed when he met the founder and owner of a company called Tom's Shoes. Some of you have heard about it. Those who haven't, you buy a pair of shoes, a pair of shoes is given to someone in need in this world, Tom's Shoes. And so Samuel said, "Well, that's not helping little kids like I was when I was six, so I could work in the fields." So he decided to start a boot company. He knew nothing about making rubber rain boots. He borrowed money, he worked long days, got some loans, and he started the Roma Boot Company. Roma is what word spelled backwards? Amor, love. So he built this company of love. His first year, he took 5,000 pairs of rubber boots back to his hometown in Romania. Pulled it up with a van, opened the door, it was a gloomy day, but all these colorful rubber boots came out. He then decided he had to do this for the world, not just for Romania. And so in the 6 years that Roma Boot Company has been in place, they're in 25 countries on 5 continents. This past year alone, they sent 30,000 boots to children in need. But also, he has started a foundation to work with learning centers and schools in these countries. So they're not just giving boots, but they're helping kids to learn. As he says, he's trying to give the boot to poverty, trying to give the boot to poverty. So looking back on his life, this is what, I want to get his words right, this is what Samuel says. Every person at the end of their life reflects on it and says, was my life meaningful? Did I leave my footprints in this world? When I see what I can do for just one child, it fills me with a joy that I can't explain. And in gratitude, I just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. So how do we say thank you? How do we say thank you to God? With gratitude for our blessings, for our homes, our families, our friends, our schools, for this amazing family of faith, how do we say thank you? We say thank you by giving children socks. We say thank you by giving children mittens. We say thank you by giving children gloves and hats. We say thank you to God by giving children boots. We say thank you, God, by giving children homes. We say thank you, God, by giving children food. We say thank you, God, by giving children hope. And we say thank you, God, by giving children endless love this day and always. Amen.